Hounds.
Release the Hounds!
With Columbus Blue Jackets head coach John Tortorella.
Brought to you by Telhio Credit Union.
All right, it's that time of the week, Hockey and Hounds. As we visit with the head coach of the Columbus Blue Jackets, it's brought to you by Telhio Credit Union, and he is John Tortorella, Torts from the West Coast. Good to have you, coach.
How are you guys?
We're doing well. So let me ask you this. You're having an off day today. Did you leave? How did you handle this? Do you leave Anaheim and fly to San Jose or bus, or how does that work?
Yeah, we flew out right after the game, about an hour flight. Yeah, so I got here probably around 1 o'clock last night, and today they have a day off.
All right, so you cut them loose. What about your day off? What do you do today?
Well, my day off is I'm looking at the tape right now. But there is certainly some time. I think we've been pretty sloppy. I think we need to clean up some stuff. So we try to prepare for the next day. We'll have some time. Coaches will have some time off also throughout the day. But I just want to kind of get my head wrapped around some of the, especially coming out of our end zone. We're just a little bit sloppy there.
So, Torts, as you kind of go through that and you're looking at this, you've been in a lot of these tight games, especially on the West Coast, and you haven't really started off that fast. You take a one-goal deficit early in the last couple games. Do you make anything about that, about the late start? Is there something that you try to change up so you may want to start quicker? I mean, how do you do that when you see that you're out there in California and maybe you've got these late start times?
Yeah, I do think the late starts have a little bit to do with it. The beginning of periods, it's not just the start of the game, the beginning of periods in our game, no matter if it be first, second, or third, we have struggled with the first shift. So, yeah, Bobby, I can't pinpoint the exact answer. I know we were asked the same question to ourselves last night after the game. And some, Bradshaw said, these 10:30 starts, it's different for them. And we've got to rectify it. Like, I start the same line right on through the first three periods. Same thing happens. We have a struggle in the first shift. I was mad at myself that I didn't start a different line at the beginning of the third period the other night just to change things up. So, we've been sloppy. We have given up more chances than we'd like. I think Elvis has given us opportunities to keep us in the game. So that's kind of what I'm looking at right now on the tape, just trying to get out cleaner and get into our forecheck.
John Tortorella with us, Hockey and Hounds, on a Wednesday, brought to you by Telhio Credit Union. I know you're in a vacuum, and we ask you about the big change and the patchwork of guys and all that, and I know you have the blinders on here, and you're right there, but I know there's zero time to kind of look at the big picture, I would imagine, but is there something in your mind that you feel like that you have something going? I know you said you're sloppy, and that's your job to kind of look at stuff you have to fix, but from a fan standpoint, it feels like you have something going here. Can you put your finger on, like, even if you're down, it doesn't seem like that's that your guys are blinking at all. Like, I'm just wondering if you feel like you've found anything as a common denominator in this little streak.
Yeah, and I have with the lineup we have, I don't want to keep on belaboring, we have a lot of people out. But I've kind of gone with just kind of rolling my lines. I haven't gotten too involved in matchups. And I kind of, at least with this group, I've kind of learned something about it. I think they feel more comfortable that way. The fourth line has gotten more ice time here. In fact, I thought they were probably our most consistent line last night. Anthony, I just don't think there's any panic. And when you're dealing with a number of people being called up from our minor league team, I just don't think they think that way. I think they're fighting for their lives. I think they want to stay here. I don't think they get too clouded in if something bad happens in the game. They just want to play. And I do think we have found a little bit of a definition. And we've talked about this last week, and where it's so important, and as we find, playing capital letters A, capital A, letter S as a team. And I think that has calmed us down as we've gone through some momentum swings in games. It's really important lesson for us as far as it's a team sport and we are playing as a team.
And so you mentioned playing as a team, Torts, and you've got Zach Werenski, who's absolutely on fire. You've got Jonesy back there with him. You've coached in this for a long time. I mean, those guys seem like they're about the best blue line that you could put together right now anywhere in the NHL. And I mean, have you seen anything like this before in any of your years?
Yeah, they're feeling it. Z is definitely feeling it. And I think Jonesy plays a three-and-a-half-minute shift last night. And he plays a 3.5-minute shift, and I'm pissed off that he iced the puck at the end of that shift. I thought he could have made a play. And that's how I think of him. And But those two have, as I've said since I've been here, and I like playing together because they're our engine. And I think they've really tried to carry the load, both defensively and offensively. And, this thing with Z, it's pretty cool to watch as he just continues to play. And I said it after the game last night, guys, the thing I like about it, he just goes out and gets ready for his next shift. There's no antics after a goal. There's no, there's just none of that flair and arrogance. He gets ready for his next shift and plays again. And I really like the way he handles himself as a pro here.
Yeah, he's very old school in that way, and it's good to see. I will ask you this. You know, he gets the empty netter, and there's still a buck and a half left in that game, I believe, a minute and a half. Yeah. And everyone thinks it's over, right? I mean, the announcers think it's over.
No, I didn't. No.
And then look what happened. Unfortunately, you were proven right. They get a quick goal. Now 43 seconds left. And I'll tell you what, if disaster happens last night, then who knows how much hang-on power that has for you going forward. But what do you say when an empty net, when Zach makes that great shot, and it's a three-quarter ice shot, back of the net, 4-2, what do you say anything, or do you just look at body language and make sure everyone's still focused?
No, I said something right away, and I put some of our better players. Sometimes teams with the two-goal lead with that little time left kind of gives their, I guess you'd say, their third and fourth line guys a whack at it. And I had the guys I wanted on the ice. I told them to keep playing. We were spending a lot of time in our end zone at that particular time of the game, the second half of that period. And no, there was plenty of time. Look what happened in Washington the other night, where they score a couple of goals in 15 seconds and win in overtime after the down by two. In this day and age, this game of hockey, you cannot stop playing because so many crazy things happen.
They do, and you guys are two games in now to your West Coast road trip. San Jose on Thursday, Vegas on Saturday night, and you come into this stuff, you know, at least as a fan, Torch, you look at how many points could you potentially get out of this. You're four in with two to go, feeling pretty good about it. Is there a moment where I guess you look at this now, and you guys have been on such a roll that you feel like there might be a natural inclination for your guys to relax, and will you address that with them?
Yeah, I will, and it's our next game. I thought about that when we were flying out here last night, that I'm proud of our guys. We always talk about it's a find a way league. We have found ways to win games. I think you really need to get selfish and greedy here and keep on staying on top of yourself here as far as trying to play the right way. I coach a team on how they play. We're trending in a bad area as far as I'm concerned. We found a way to get some results, but we're trending in a way where we're giving up way too many scoring chances. I don't think we're checking hard enough with our sticks. I don't think we took the middle of the ice away enough last night. I thought we were sloppy. And I think it's a good day to leave Malone, but I got probably I'm halfway through the game. I've got 25 clips already that I need to, you know, I'm going to cut that down. But I need to show them and we're just not on top of ourselves as far as away from the puck. And that's something we're going to continue to bang away at. With this roster, we have to play so well away from the puck and work our offense off of that.
John Tortorella with us, Hockey and Hounds, brought to you by Tell Hire Credit Union. We rarely talk about our own animals on this show, although we've talked about your horses and the dogs that you've helped over time. And I would ask, I know that, you know, I've been very fortunate enough to know Blaze, your dog, and I know he wasn't feeling well the other night. Is this an old dog battling, or is something under control now?
It's under control. It's okay. Just an older dog. I appreciate you asking, yeah. Anthony.
I love Blaze.
Yeah. But you know, he's gone deaf, and you know, wow. it's part of aging. And but that's the first question I ask my wife every time I talk to her: what's going on with Blaze? And he's doing much better. We've got some great vets. I hate taking away time in this show here talking about our stuff, but he's doing great. Thank you for asking.
Okay. I did receive an email today from Muskingum County volunteer Heidi Buckley, and we've talked about Muskingum County before out in Zanesville. And again, and we've done a great job in trying to get their word out, but they are now, again, their building is at full capacity. And unfortunately, when you get into these rural areas, they get dogs that have been lost. They get owner surrenders, they get strays, and she did get in touch with me on three dogs that have been at the facility for quite a time now, and she was hoping that I could spread the word. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tweet out these pictures, but I'm going to urge people to check out Muskingum County Dog Adoption Center, and there are three wonderful dogs there. Bluff, who's kind of a white and tan guy, he's a bulldog mix, he's currently their longest resident. He was a stray. And he's been at the adoption center for 7 months. And so I hope that people, he'd probably do best as an only dog. Creed is a small little bully breed. He's been at the adoption center since August. He also picked up as a stray. Loves people, gets along great with other dogs, loves children. And Creed is unfortunately one of those, you know, a dark colored dog in a shelter where they sometimes get overlooked. And he's about 3 years old. And then they have Leonard, who's a terrier mix. Great names on all these dogs. And he's been at the adoption center since August as well. Loves people. Strong dog, learning leash manners. But I say this because if you're on the fence and you're ready to have a dog and you're ready to make that lifetime commitment, 10 to 15 years and more, it'll change your life for the better. Please go to a shelter. Please. There's so many dogs that are looking for homes. They're living in cages, being taken care of by volunteers and fosters, and they're looking for a chance. So I'll tweet out Muskingum County Dog Adoption Center and their Facebook page, and we'll see if we can get a couple of these adopted and more.
How can't you go out and see those dogs with those cool names?
I know, right? Bluff, Creed, and Lenny. Leonard, like it's amazing. And Bobby's always said to me, he's like, because we have a dog named Jesse, and he's like, wow, that's interesting. You know, you gave it kind of a person name. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to, you know, I wasn't going to go to like Mike or Steve, but I mean, you know, there are certain people names that actually fit dogs.
Uh-huh. Oh gosh. It's great. I hope our, as always, most of the time they do. I hope our listeners go out there and check those dogs out and try to help out.
And check out the other shelters that we've talked about. I'll give a quick update. You remember, and I don't expect you to remember, but I'll remind you, Charlie was that dog at Morrow County. Charlie was that coon hound that he had, was heartworm positive, I told you about, and the shelter needed a quiet place to hold him and treat him and whatever. Well, sure enough, we got a wonderful rescue in Cleveland. So a shout out to Mutts in a Rut. They came, that's a rescue from Cleveland. They pulled him, and the Friends of Morrow County Dog Shelter and our mutual friend Amber McKenzie are covering his treatment, and he's doing very well. And so just these rescues are such great resources for people. So I'm going to tweet out all of them. And when you go to them, you'll see all the, I can't wait to talk to you about something next week from a technical aspect of these. There are apps now, Torts. Like I saw this Woof Tracks, which is an app you can download on your phone. You can dedicate a shelter to it. And when you walk your dog or any dog, it tracks these things. And then these shelters get money. They get donations for people just walking dogs. It's a heck of an idea. And I got in touch with their creator, and I'll mention that next week to you once I get it all down so I can really unveil it in a good way.
Great. Yeah. That's great. Now, how about Amber? How great is she?
She's an all-star. She's one of the great ones. And
that's fantastic.
Yeah. She was the one that was involved, too, with that dog, Odin, that had the surgeries for the arms, for the front legs, actually. And he's doing better. He had another surgery, and he's doing better. And I can't wait to one day bring him down to Nationwide for you to see him. So
that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
All right, well done. Enjoy what you can out there, but keep the boys focused. Get a little revenge on San Jose and finish up the trip strong.
You take care of yourself, guys.
Thanks. Take care, Torts. Appreciate the time. Torts was brought to you by Tell Hire Credit Union, Hockey and Hounds, again here on The Fan. Boy, he's got him going, man. And I'm glad you asked that question, because when you're out in California and he's cut him loose,
in California.
Yeah, and now he's got to bring him back. You've won two in a row. You're banking points. And he said the same thing that I said after they lost to San Jose. And I was so pissed about it, because not that they can't lose a game. It's that you're playing well. Get greedy. You need it.
Capitalize on
now
it.
Now get greedy.
Don't
now
be
don't,
complaining yeah. in game 81 that you wish you would have yeah. had another point or two. Yeah.
All right, NFL two-minute drill up next. Carpenter and Rothman on The Fan.
All Buckeyes. All Buckeyes. All the time. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
Your flagship home for Ohio State athletics. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.